Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our program today features an excerpt from the University of South Carolina Moore School's recent Economic Outlook Conference. Our excerpt today comes from Doug Woodward, who is director of the Division of Research and a professor of economics at the Moore School, and he discussed the long-term economic consequences of the pandemic.
We're coming back. We're seeing this V-shaped recovery, you can see, but not China. It went down considerably in early in 2020 and bounced back and is growing about 5% for them. That's actually pretty slow, but they're back in a recovery mode, doing extremely well. So they're a winner in the global growth marathon to date. I just want to make one other comment about China. It's not just that they're doing well with goods and exports, which is their traditional competitive strength, but they're now moving into software, into apps. Do you know that the most downloaded app during this COVID period is not Zoom? It's actually TikTok. Billions of videos now viewed daily in the United States. These are videos, this is an app that targets our youth, using it extensively. The mission of TikTok is to inspire creativity and bring joy. And apparently this is what our youth are doing through in this otherwise unjoyful time during the lockdown. But they've been putting out all these TikTok videos. You probably are familiar with that. That's a Chinese app. Now, President Trump didn't like that and wanted to ban TikTok from the United States. And then the TikTok influencers, the stars, started complaining about this. Then they shopped around for a buyer in the United States. Oddly, it was Oracle and Walmart trying to put together a deal to buy this Chinese software company. But the real lesson that we learned from this is China is actually getting very good at software too. In fact, it's AI that's driving TikTok. They used AI to learn about habits in China and consumer habits and what makes people become addicted to these apps. And then they brought that platform to the United States and it just took off very rapidly. But the point is they're getting very good at AI, not just at selling goods, but now it's selling software and apps here in the United States as well as around the world. So what about South Carolina? That's about China. What about South Carolina and global trade? Well, Dr. Von Nessen mentioned that container terminal volume is down just slightly at 1% compared to last November, year over year. That's actually quite incredible. Usually in a recession, we see double digit declines in trade. That's what we saw in the last, and that persists for a year or two after we go into recovery. We're barely down at all. In fact, it looks like we're going to be up in South Carolina. So trade volume is reemerging faster than previous recessions. Our auto exports and supply chain related to that doing particularly well. Inland ports, an investment that we made over the last 10 years in South Carolina, are also growing in volume. A lot of this is in the autos and supply chain, but increasingly we're seeing more retail demand fueling import growth. And that's an opportunity for our ports, South Carolina ports, and the logistics and distribution industry, which is looking very promising as we enter into this post-pandemic economy. So we're doing very well with international trade. We're not seeing a lot of international investment coming in right now, but trade volumes are growing and doing better than in any previous period. We're looking at previous recessions. So let me just summarize these long-term prospects. We're seeing the federal government growing by leaps and bounds in an unprecedented way. South Carolina, on the other hand, is very good fiscal health. Very, very surprising because this was not the case in previous recessions. In terms of migration dynamics, South Carolina is benefiting from the work at home. I think it will continue to do so. We're seeing in migration. So this bodes very well for our state's population growth. Finally, globalization, which we're tied to, is alive and well. It looks like the trade war is over. And as we come out of this, South Carolina is a winner.
You've been listening to Doug Woodward, director of the Division of Research and professor of economics at the University of South Carolina's Darla Moore School of Business, speaking recently at the Moore School's Economic Outlook Conference. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you will also find all of the excerpts from the Moore Schools Conference that we have been bringing to you since last week. And at our page, we've also posted a link to the entire conference video. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.